There's an old saying. It's really great. Great old time saying. Usually been told to me by people from the old country, Italian relatives. If you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. Look, I'm not a religious fella. But man, what a wonderful metaphor, even if you don't believe. You're an atheist, agnostic, whatever. Who cares? What does this mean? Why are we starting the podcast with this? Because it's the end of the year. Some of you might be listening in July. Thank you for listening then. But time-sensitive-wise, this is the episode you will hear before the clock hits midnight and turns to 2021. And some of you are probably listening to it at the end of the week when it has just become 2021. So Happy New Year to everybody. But here it is. I did not know what to do for this week's episode, which happens quite a bit. I was debating, do we do what everyone does? Do we do a year-end review? Do we talk about goals? As we're all comics, a lot of you are comics listening to this, and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do in this upcoming year. A lot of you wonderful comedy fans, members of the commission, thank you for listening. Set goals in your life, in your career. So do I do that? Do we do New Year's resolutions? I hate New Year's resolutions, and so does the wonderful producer of this program, Nick Angelo. So why not really talk real with you right now about this? I don't like resolutions. This, I guess, is the anti-resolution show. That's why I'm opening with this. If you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. I did have goals for last year. I wanted to reach a certain money figure that I've been wanting to get my whole career, and you guys can use your imagination. And fuck, man, I was on pace. Those first 2 months, I like to count all my gigs up, put it together, you know, from the calendar, write it down, and try and go, okay, I'm projected to do this. It was very early, and I did not expect to make the same money that I made the first 2 months. But I was projected to finally hit this goal, in quotes. I was happy. Should also know this, I was working on a television show beginning of the year. I was doing warm-up. I had an interesting conversation with one of my dear friends that I grew up with, Michael Franzoy, Franny. Hello, buddy. I was telling him that I got this job and they were paying me wild money. And I was meeting with a manager. I haven't had a manager in years. I haven't had a manager, anyone want to talk to me. I had that. I had this idea for an album that we were going to work on. Great. This, that, a bunch of cool things. I just joined the union. The work I was going to do for this TV show was going to give me my hours for the SAG card so I could get SAG insurance. This was glorious. I started opening up for a wonderful gentleman named Nimmer. Lebanese act. Flew me to Canada, played theaters and shit. Things were great. And he goes, buddy, everything's looking up for you. This is going to be a big year for you. Now, I just lost my dear friend, Angela Lozada, and so part of it's like, well, cool, but also I would do anything to get my friend back. But for a brief moment, I believed it. This is going to be a great year. And then a little thing called fucking March came, everybody, and it all changed. We can't predict the future. We can't. All I can say this. Have humble goals for next year. Start small. This was a terrible goddamn year. I'm sure you've seen a meme or two. I don't get into this. I'm going to accomplish this. I'm accomplish that. What I've noticed is when people do that in our business, in any business, the minute something looks like it won't be accomplished, everything else goes in the shit box. Everything else that you planned, all your other goals, and you just piss your year away. Some people like scrap their whole year in February. Well, nothing's gonna happen. Fuck that. There were silver linings that happened in this horrible year, and I hope that that serves as an inspiration to everyone. We will start clean at midnight, wherever you're listening to this, whatever time zone, at midnight on December 31st into January 1st, we start clear. Doesn't mean everything's going to be amazing the minute that happens. The ball drops and your bank account doesn't triple and coronavirus doesn't just disappear and say, hey, sorry, we killed some grandparents. We're not going to do that shit this year. Go out there. Your lungs are fine. All the comedy clubs that went out of business aren't going to just magically come back at 12:01. Hey, Dangerfields, Avails, what do you want to do? Creek in the Cave, big party. That was fucking then, it's over. But it is a chance to move forward and to see what is next for you, which will also bring more pitfalls. There will be more disappointment this year, everybody. There will be heartbreak. That is going to happen. It's what you do when it happens and how you deal with it going forward. We do not know what the comedy industry is going to look like in January, let alone March, let alone July, let alone October, let alone a year from now in December of 2021. And what I am here to tell you all is to embrace it. What is your New Year's resolution? To be a blank slate and to roll with every fucking punch the best you can. I am telling you this. I don't know everything. I say that every week on this show, but I will tell you this. I don't want to speak for anyone, but I'm going to speak for you right now, for all of us. Don't be a fool and don't put pressure on yourself. This year, just like any other year, we are here to survive and to be the best version of us as we can, as everything else surrounds us, either crumbles or rises, whatever. We will be flexible and work hard. That's all I'm going to do to encourage you. I don't know how much more podcasts I'm going to record. Also, I'm in a room that's very echoey. It records beautiful video. It's a great setup, but I am petrified you're hearing a lot. That is my impression of echo. If you want God to laugh, tell him your plans. You should still want to become better. You should still want to achieve shit. But we don't know what's going to be achieved, so why waste the fucking time? How about this simple goal? To get on stage again, hopefully. And not just at a park under a goddamn oak tree with squirrels running around and frisbees being thrown and cocaine being dealt. Not on a roof to 9 people spread out, wearing bags over their heads as masks, and all looking like they're the most fortunate children to ever be able to do anything, whose sneakers look like more than what you get paid in a year, a regular year. To maybe get back to some sense of normal, indoor gigs, whatever your job is, somewhat normal to what it is so you can be around people. You can socialize again, go out to eat indoors and hear the shitty playlist that someone has on their iPhone that they're playing. Things like that that we have taken for granted, it'd be great to bring that back. That should be our New Year's resolution, to get back on our feet to normal and see where we go from there. Isn't that exciting? Holy shit. I am still scared as much as the rest of you. I am fucking petrified. I don't know where I'm working in 2 weeks. I don't know if the government's sending checks. I don't know shit. And instead of worrying, I'm just going to fucking lay as it is. I'm going to hope that the bills can get paid. And if I need help, I'll ask for help. If I have to downsize, I will downsize. Because we are here to adapt. In an early episode, I quoted Bruce Lee, "Be water." Water poured in a cup, it's a different shape than when it's poured in a bowl, but it takes the shape that it needs to. And this is a time for us to be. And don't be angry, because the anger is not going to fix anything. I'm not going to say that I don't get upset. I'm not angry about the way things are and the way things might be for a little while. But be constructive, man. Don't look back in anger. I saw people posting shit on Facebook the last few weeks, blaming this year and blaming people who believe that you need to wear a mask to prevent COVID. blaming all this on stalling their fucking career. If that is what you're thinking about, I hate to break it to you. You were probably stalling your own career and you're just looking for an excuse. So have fun with that shit. It's easy to be upset. It'd be easy for me to be like, oh my God. Things were going to be great. I was on pace to make this amount. I was going to probably do this and I was going to get that. Guess what? What fucking good would that do? Wouldn't be nothing. It would do nothing. All we can do is go forward and adapt, and I hope that is your goal this year, man. I'll tell you what my goal is. I do want to grow this podcast. I hope I can keep putting out decent content, and people like you listening in your headphones or in your vehicle or on your computer, or if you're a real baller, you have it blasting on your TV. Thank you so much. I hope that you enjoy what I'm doing this year and the chances that I hopefully take. And I hope that this audience grows. And I hope I can do more things that are creative and awesome for people. And if that doesn't happen, I will figure out what is next. Look, I was going to do this podcast this year, no matter what. Negotiations were done. It was happening. That was one of the things that I mentioned to my boy Franny. It's like, oh my God, you're going to have this thing too. This is great. What a year for you. I just happened to launch this when a fucking pandemic ended up happening. Not an ideal time to put out a show about the journey of comedy. Listenership would probably be better if more people were doing comedy and more people had access to seeing comedy. I could easily sit and bitch and drink scotch and be like, fuck this, this was going to be bigger. Who gives a shit? Instead, we're making the best. Baby, sometimes you make chicken salad out of chicken shit. More old sayings on this podcast. We're going to keep them going. Your dealt cards, play the motherfuckers, and try and win the best you can. I don't know. Maybe this sounds like drivel. Poor man's self-help bullshit. Maybe. You could be right. I don't know. All I know is this feels like the right thing to say to you all right now. And I'm going to keep it short. You all have parties to probably not go to. But don't look back in anger. Don't blame this year for shit. This year was going to happen, regardless what your career goals were, what your career path was going to be. So all we can do is adapt to it and go with it. I saw some great shit this year. I will tell you some things I saw this year, year in review, that inspired the shit out of me. All right, you ready for a couple quick things? I'm in Soul Joel's club. I'm not sucking his balls, but I'm going to tell you this. Building a goddamn stage on sand outside and working a bunch of comics, including me, is brilliant. Times were fucking tough. He got dealt bad cards and he figured out we're going to work. We're going to build a tent and a dome and it's going to be open on the ends. We're going to do shows. Yes, I saw New York Comedy Club put shows on roofs. I saw Stand Up New York put shows in fucking parks. They're doing shows in subway cars. Yes, I saw people doing parking lots, packed with cars and big screens. I got laughs getting honked at. It felt like I was in a metal show in the 80s, like I was fucking Rob Halford and Judas Priest. That wasn't going to happen. Nico White put out a fucking beautiful special on YouTube where he's in a studio and he does his jokes and it's filmed gorgeous with angles and that. Performs his act like he would on stage, but instead it's in a recording booth. He didn't add laughs. He didn't do it. It seemed cool. It was futuristic. It was great. I saw that this year. All these people I've mentioned so far could have laid fucking down and said, this year sucks and this year's bullshit and master bullshit and COVID's a hoax and this shit, we should just all be open. And look, not all of them are happy the way things have been dealt with. But they didn't lay down, and that's inspiring. I'm fucking inspired. Creativity. Sam Morril recorded an album, a special, on a roof, on rooftops. Out there, putting out content. Had film crews with him. documented this. Look, man, in 2-3 years, he might look back and go, oh my God, I'm telling punchlines into the wind and never watch it again. But you know what's important about that? You know what's important about Nico? What's important about Colin Quinn's drive-in show on HBO Max? That we should document this. And I'm happy that this podcast is out now. It would have been ideal if it wasn't in a pandemic, but I want to look back at this and talk about dealing with it now, and then how we're still doing stand-up now, and we are curious if the things I'm telling you about the business are going to stay the same when things reopen. This is beautiful to document. People documented the business and the world changing. Isn't that fucking cool, man? I'm happy as shit about it. I'm about to go perform, full disclosure, in 23 degrees. And why not? Don't lay down, everybody, and don't put yourself in a cage of what has to happen. Amor fati. You have your free will, baby. But your decision was the decision you're going to make, and it leads to the next one you're going to make. This is a journey, baby. This is what this fucking podcast is. It's all about the journey and love and passion. And don't let a shitty year get in your way. Because guess what? You're not the only fucking one. And a lot of people had it worse. If you didn't lose someone to COVID, you fucking, be honest, you're pretty lucky. If you didn't lose your whole business because of COVID, you're pretty lucky. If you've been able to eat and keep the heat on in your house, you're lucky. Let's hope that luck expands a little this year. And if it doesn't, let's hope it does the year after, because we will keep fighting. Let's not make God laugh this year. I'm going to become the host of the 1221 show. That's shit, man. It might not even exist. But what you can do is you keep writing, you keep being creative, and you keep thinking of ways for you to stay creative and to put shit out. You know, I say this a lot in the pod, and I'm scared to repeat myself, and, you know, sometimes, I'm not going to front, I check numbers on this pod, and we've been good, and we've grown, but sometimes we'll have a really good week, and then maybe some people don't come back the next week, and I freak out, or in a few weeks, and I think the numbers should blow up even more, and I go, oh man, am I repeating the same things, am I this, fuck it, this is the truth. I'm talking into the revolution right now. I have a microphone, I have a phone, I have a goddamn computer and garage band. This is where the revolution is. This is what your revolution is. This is where creativity's coming out. A million ideas are coming out of it. I can write jokes in this computer, I can record in this computer, I can edit videos in this computer. Fuck yeah, everybody. This is what it is. Go out there, do this shit. This is where your future is. Andrew Schultz just put out a special on Netflix. You know why he was able to do what he wanted over there? Because he went and put out content all the time and did his own thing. And then he could negotiate what he wanted. He did this before the pandemic. Welcome to the world, baby. He didn't lay down. He maybe wasn't getting the offers from everyone. With all that talent and that following, he went and made it more of a following, a bigger following. He worked his ass off. Whether you agree with him or not, I don't care. You can at me if you will. I'll read it to myself, but I don't give a shit. You should be inspired that he went and took the world by the fucking balls. Even if it wasn't given to him, he went and took what he wanted. Go take what you can this year. But don't expect anything to be given to you. Don't expect anything to be easy, because it isn't. It isn't. My resolution to you is go out there and just be the best you can and just live as best you can and spread as much love as you can. I hope that makes sense, everybody. I'll tell you what does make sense. Us having a sponsor. How was that for a segue? I was thinking of putting this up front, the live read, but we'll mix it up. You'll never know when this comes. We have a goddamn sponsor, everybody. It's Silk City Hot Sauce, and I'm pickled pickled to death about it. I don't even know that's a proper term. Silk City Hot Sauce is sponsoring us, and you are helping them, and they are helping us. We are all washing each other's backs, and it's fucking beautiful. Silk City Hot Sauce is here for you. Do you like hot sauce? I love goddamn hot sauce. I am hot sauce. I think if I took a DNA test, I would come out 33% hot sauce. If I did 23andMe, I'd probably be 40% German, 20% Italian, 27% Jewish, and the rest motherfucking cherry sriracha. Cherry sriracha, which is a bonus goddamn bottle you'll get right now. You get a free bottle right now. You go order all kinds of shit. Go up there, blip, 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 blip on the computer. You get 15% off, baby, and a free bottle of cherry sriracha if you use the promo code COMISH. COMISH. That's it. Commissioner Comedy Podcast. COMISH. 15% off. Cherry sriracha. That is part of who I am, of my ethnic group. I am. It's in my blood. Go get this shit. They're adding more cool products. Candy jalapenos, mango, habanero jam, all this cool shit. They have maple syrup because, as we said last week, they're in Vermont. In Vermont, it's all about syrup. You can get thrown out of church if you don't have your own syrup there. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Yeah. Do you have a syrup? No. Get out. You're going to hell now. Sin City. Silk City. I'm from Sin City. Whatever. Silk City. Go. Go get it. Hot sauce. I love hot sauce so much. I'm not going to tell you the whole story now. Maybe next week. I put it in my pee-pee hole. Yeah. Think about that. That's your cliffhanger for next week. I put it in my pee-pee hole once. Not theirs, but back in the day. That's how much I love it. Silk City Hot Sauce. Commish. 15% off. Cherry Habanero Sauce. Go get that shit now. Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's me, PJ, from the Face Beats Heels High podcast, a podcast where three women talk about the weekly happenings of the WWE. You know, wrestling?
Come on, ref, count!
Yeah! So join me and my co-hosts, Christina the Baker Contreras and our Twitch queen, Wild Spice, as we talk all things WWE every Tuesday. We're actors, we drink, we're funny, we're wrestling fans, and we're available on the Paper House Network.
Shit, man. I think I don't need no resolutions. I got a sponsor on this podcast. I have beautiful listeners like you. It means the world to me, man, that y'all listen. And that we're all doing this shit. Means the world. Go out there and find all this cool creativity that's still being done. It's still happening. People went out there and did their thing. I want to give a shout out to Comedy Gives Back, who all year has been figuring out grants and helping comedians eat and survive. And we thank you so much. We thank you. There's all kinds of cool shit out there, man. Go out there and find it and listen to it and support it. And don't be angry and don't motherfuck this year. And also, this is important, man. Don't look back at anger isn't just something you should say about 2020. This business, it's a good way to live it. I've told you about beefs I've had with people. I hope, look, I did a whole episode about a hater. I haven't seen that gentleman since. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I just had a dream. It was on Christmas Eve into Christmas, that him and I got in a fight, and I woke up and I felt horrible about it. Life is short, man, and this business is short. And as big as this business is, you know, I always tell you if something goes bad, look, guess what? There's other places to work. And there is. Move on. But also, don't cut your own throat off. Don't be like, fuck this person. Unless they did something really horrible and erroneous and unforgivable morally, whatever. That's up to you, my friends. I'm going to have to do a gig with this gentleman at some point. I possibly am going to work for some bookers that I don't like in the future. So there's people who are going to work me and they don't care for me. Why? Because this business forgives. Don't look back in anger. Don't allow yourself to not get work because of this shit or because someone didn't give you stage time once.
I did good on Chicks and they never gave me a regular spot. Fuck them.
Well, cool. Well, this person now is a head of talent at Netflix. So do you not want to work at Netflix? You're going to hold a grudge because they didn't give you Mondays at 10:45 once a month after your great check spot? Don't look back at anger. Take time to heal. Take time to get over it. And get over it. And you don't always have to agree with these people. But don't look back in anger. Don't hold the grudges. Move forward. That's your resolution. Move fucking forward. I don't know if we're going to put this out, guys. If you're listening to it, it means Nick really told me to put this shit out. I'm keeping it short. I guess what I'm just going to say to you is I'm just as scared as you. I really am. I'm really petrified. I did not think I'd be playing outdoors on sand in front of a river to end 2020. I thought I'd be doing more shit with my SAG-AFTRA card. I thought maybe this would be the year I get in the cellar. Maybe I get a full-time warm-up gig for the fall. Maybe get an apartment in Manhattan. Maybe be touring around the world with Nimmer or someone else. I don't know. A year from now, God willing, I'm talking this microphone, where I will be going after I record and what I was doing before. I don't know what I'll be talking about. I don't know if I'll be joyful. I'm just as confused as you guys. And maybe I'm being so optimistic because I need to say it myself to remind myself not to fucking cry tonight. I don't know. All I can say is this. Have some hope for this year. If it makes you feel good to get a piece of paper and write your goals down, I want you to feel good. I want you to be happy. Go do it. But don't let something not coming your way get in the way. Don't let the rest of the world not adapting to where you're going get in the way of you adapting to it and ending up where you're supposed to. Like the rest of you, I'm really hoping that the sins of everything goes away at 12:01 on New Year's. And if you're listening to this past that, I hope the sins went away. But I know and you know that it just isn't going to be ice cream all the time after. And I also know, because you listen to this podcast and you're dope, that you're prepared for it. And that a year from now, here, let's do it right now. Let's pinky swear. I'm actually doing it if you see the video. I'm pinky swearing. I hope you listen every week, but definitely let's meet back in a year. And let's see how it went. And let's see how we feel about the next year. Hopefully our spirits are a lot better. But if not, I'm going to still tell you things of encouragement. Welcome to 2021, everybody. This is the year that hopefully we don't have to fight as hard as we did in 2020. But if we will, fuck you, 2020. You didn't know what you got hit with. 2021, you'll get hit even harder because we're not going to lay down. We're going to go out there and figure this shit out. And we're going to be there for each other with this wonderful podcast. And there's going to be great things on YouTube and great things on Netflix done by comedians. There's going to be great albums coming out that you can buy on Apple, on iTunes. You can listen on Spotify. These things will come out that will be there for you. And I hope that some of you wonderful people listening who are creative I hope that you're some of the stuff that I'll be bragging about next year. Hopefully things are quote-unquote normal by the summer and after. But man, I'm excited to see what some of this beautiful artwork and creativity is going to be before that. And I hope that you're part of it. And I hope some of you are going out there and doing it. I really am. Instead of being scared, instead of being angry, I am looking forward to whatever is coming forward. 2021, may old acquaintances be forgotten. And I can't wait to meet all the new ones, buddy. I want to give a shout out to everyone off the top of my head that we lost this year. Vic Henley, you are a goddamn hero, the greatest drinking buddy in the history of New York City. And anyone who's ever done that, anyone who's ever drank with him will know it. And for all you who've never had the chance, I am so sorry. You missed out. He was an absolute legend who had a story for everything. Oh man, I was having a candy bar ever. Did I ever tell you when I was eating a candy bar, Ric Flair? Well, fuck, I was going to tell you about how much I love Ric Flair. Yeah, man, I was Ric Flair eating a candy bar. It was the greatest storyteller ever. Jeff Parami. You dirty bastard, his whole thing, that was his shtick. You didn't think they still made comics like that. And they did. He said his catchphrase in real life. He was that catchphrase. And he was a hero at the Borgata in Atlantic City, where he hosted a burlesque show that was so big and so amazing. People would grab you by the arm and tell you you'd have to go see it. Steve Whalen was an old school comic. He was a young man that just basically was a modern-day Henny Youngman. I love these jokes. Got that from Goodfellas, and Henny Youngman said that. Oh, I love this crowd. He loved jokes. He loved the crowd. He loved being different, and he just put out an album, and I regret that I did not get to go to the taping. It was my goal, but I'm glad you got that out, Steve. Kenny Ortega would do 8 shows a night at Ha and LOL, and whatever you think of those venues and the audiences that get pulled into those venues back in the day and pre-COVID, he worked them. And he would go deep in the Bronx, he would go to Jersey, he would do whatever it took because he loved being a comic and he loved this podcast and the content we were putting out. And we love you and miss you, Kenny. David Lee Nelson, as we discussed, I'm glad you saw the Cubs, and this guy was a fun dude and just a really tough guy to follow, and it made me better following him. It's too many people. It doesn't get any easier, but, and I know a lot of you don't know who these people are. You should go look them up because they're part of comedy history, and they were there for us. I mean, you will all be missed. So this is your, I guess, your generic housekeeping, end of the year, resolution. And be honest, there's a great chance I'm never going to listen to this again. And you might not hear this. But who knows? Please reach out, commissionercomedy@gmail.com, commissionercomedy@gmail.com. Send suggestions. Hopefully they're better than this idea that I had, huh? Send suggestions, any quarrels, any agreements. Send it. We want to hear from you. Ask questions. I'm going to answer more shit starting next week. Please support JSS1. Find him online. He did the beautiful artwork for this podcast. Support Paper House Network and all the work that they have done. The great podcast, the New York Comedy Club podcast, the Pinch Music podcast, the great Nick Angelo, this producer, is on the other end of the mic for those shows, and it's wonderful. Support him. Support everyone on this network. Support MDMD on SoundCloud. If there's an outdoor venue, go be as safe as you can. Go support it. Or if not, wait till it's time and it feels safe for you. I really appreciate everyone. This has been an amazing first year. It wasn't ideal, and it got fucking rough at times. But we did it. We fucking did it! We have another year to be creative, another year to see what the fuck we've got. And I'm gonna tell you, we got fucking plenty. I got it, you got it, we gonna do this shit. And I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm excited if some of you turn this off and don't come back for a few weeks, if I can get you back. Let's fucking go! It's all challenges. Be water, baby. My only plan this year is no plans. My only plan is to just keep putting one foot in front of the other and fucking doing this the best I goddamn can, baby. And that's what you all gonna do too. Mad love to you all. Mad love. Happy New Year. Happy holidays, man. Thank you for being a part of the commission. We will see you soon. I hope this cheered you up. I hope it fired you the fuck up. I hope it told you, don't worry about, do 300 crunches on Monday, January 2nd. Fuck it. Do 302. Whatever. Your resolution is just to get the fuck up and get through to the next year. I love you. We'll see you later, baby.